But in that same year, 1944, and you were 23, you were captured by the German forces in the Warsaw Uprising. How did that come about?
I was with a group of the AK. AK means Home Army people. AK fighters. And we had German prisoners. That probably saved our life. Because they did not shoot us, they did not kill us, they took us to their headquarters and kept us as persons in a POW status or what. And it took me 2 weeks to secure POW status. But by the end of the uprising, all Home Army personnel, by order of the Army, were treated as POWs and not as guerrillas. We still don't know what prompted the Germans and why Himmler did not resist. Because we expected Himmler, the SS, to resist that and treat us as rebels, as guerrillas. So everybody captured in uniform or wearing insignias of military status, as all the Polish fighters did, were treated as POW.
You were held in Flossenbürg?
Flossenbürg, pending my confirmation of status.
And that was a concentration camp?
That was a plain murder camp.
Murder camp.
Genocide, yes. Lots of people died there. It was kind of an in-between penal concentration camp and a true genocide. They worked you to death. They didn't put you into gas chambers. They had no gas chambers, but they worked you to death.
That was both Jews and Poles?
Jews were a small segment. Most people were non-Jewish prisoners from all over Europe. French, Czechs, Dutch, all kinds of people. So I was extremely fortunate to get out of there.
Because if they knew who you really were, here you were posing as a British soldier, but your accent, I don't know if you picked up on an English accent or what you did.
I did not emphasize my Polishness. That's all I concealed. And they spoke to me in English.
So when you spoke your English, you had an accent, but it didn't dawn on them to think that you were Polish.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then you lived that way in that concentration camp for the better part of the rest of 1944. You were liberated by the U.S. Army in 1945.
Correct.
Tell us about that liberation.
Most interesting story. The Germans knew the Russians were coming. They did not want to fall into the hands of the Russian army. So they kept marching all of us westward, hoping that their cargo, of which they wanted to get rid as quickly as possible. They didn't want to be caught guarding us because that might be associated with some cruelties and maybe trials. They abandoned us at night. This happened in Sudetenland. We woke up one morning and nobody's guarding us. It took us quite a while to determine that the guards were gone. And at that point, at least the Poles and the Brits were together. And our commanding officer was a British colonel. Smart. He said, "Hide in haystacks." He spotted some haystacks and he hid all of us in haystacks. And the first time we heard American English spoken, the decision had to be made whether and at what time to identify ourselves and come out. The British colonel orchestrated that. So he waited until those voices could be heard nearby and answered them in British English, that here we have Polish and British POWs. And we came out.
Wow. I've got to say, at this point, you are emotional now as you tell us that. I can only imagine the emotion that you had when you came out and the Allied forces were there.
We came out with our hands up because we didn't know what they would do. The Germans were tricky. At times, they would pose as Allied soldiers. The British colonel warned us. He said, come out with your arms up. And I had to translate that into Polish.
You told others the same.
Yeah,
then, right?
Because he was afraid that some of us will not have arms up and the Yanks might shoot. And he did it so adroitly. He was afraid that the Yanks wouldn't understand him. So he made sure we came up with hands up. He didn't want to sacrifice a single life. And he was concerned, which is good military training.
Little did he know he was preserving a Supreme Court justice in Oklahoma.
Yes.
You know, it's just an amazing story. And the arms were up, and their arms went down.
Right.
And it was a celebration.
And we couldn't eat. None of us could eat. We had diarrhea. We had been practically starved. A person who had been deprived of normal nutrition and begins eating normal food suffers from instant diarrhea. It took me 4 weeks before I could eat normally and have normal bowel movement.